Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed at a commercial turkey farm in Redwood County. MNN's Sean Maloney has details.
The flock of 20,000 toms showed increased mortality and tests confirmed the H5 strain of influenza A. Initial diagnostics were done by the Minnesota Poultry Testing Lab with confirmation from federal labs in Iowa. This is Minnesota's first poultry detection since April, just weeks after the state declared itself free of the disease. Dr. Shauna Voss from the Board of Animal Health says the timing aligns with migrating wild waterfowl, adding biosecurity is still our best defense. Response teams are now working to contain the virus and protect other flocks statewide. Sean Maloney, MNN.
More bickering between Republicans and Democrats comes following the second day of gun violence prevention working group meeting. Republicans like Senator Jeff Howe of Rockville says they weren't given adequate time to come up with proposals before the meeting.
We didn't have time to actually do a proper, you've seen us try to respond with a couple of items, but they were very rapidly put together. We just didn't have the time frame.
DFL Senator and Chair of the group, Ron Latz of St. Louis Park, is not buying it.
But between Monday and today, crickets, bubkus, as my community would say. Nothing until we start going through a little bit of the hearing and say, oh yeah, we're talking about hardening schools.
Democrats are pushing for a ban on assault rifles, while the Republicans say this is more about school safety and mental health. A Wright County woman is facing drug and child endangerment charges after two kids overdosed on psychedelic mushrooms last week. Sheriff's deputies were called to Cokato Elementary for two students behaving strangely from eating a chocolate bar containing magic mushrooms. In other headlines, home buyers, especially first-timers, remain rate-sensitive. Patty Jo Fitzpatrick is president of Minnesota Realtors.
With the economy being the way it is and the jobs numbers, I think that plays into it, and just the affordability. You know, there's a lot of expense in owning a home.
Fitzpatrick adds,
right now we're finding that there's a little bit more inventory on the market. We're seeing a little decline in the interest rates, so things are moving along pretty well.
Fitzpatrick says buyers are finding they have a bit more negotiating power, while sellers are better able to leverage their equity and move up. Meanwhile, today, the Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. The Fed cut rates by a quarter percentage point today. It comes as President Trump has called for the central bank to lower rates for months. Stocks are mixed after the announcement. This is MNN.